right. Well, I guess we got to do this. When I say got to, I mean get to. That hokey music means that it's time for some Craigslist prices, right? Where Woody has gathered some of the strange things that are out there on Craigslist. And now Chelsea and I, along with a couple of you on the phone, will try to figure out how much money, theoretically, is going to exchange hands with some of these items and services on Craigslist. So, of course, just like regular Price is Right, closest to the actual amount, but not over, you get a point, and most points, you win. That's how that works. So, who are our contestants, Woody?
Alan is up first. Good morning, Alan. What's going on?
Oh, not much. Just heading to work.
Nice. Taking you on is going to be Heather. Heather, good morning.
Good morning.
What's going on?
Nothing.
Awesome. All right.
Well, you guys know how this works, so we'll start by having Woody describe item number one. Woody?
Thanks to Brett, who found this on Craigslist and immediately thought, gee, that seems like a weird item. I'm going to send it to Woody. When you're on Craigslist, you can do the same. Woody at iHeartMedia is the way you can send it in. It's a couple of couches that I need gone yesterday. Listing goes like this. All right, here's the deal. I have these completely average ass couches. I assume he meant some sort of punctuation there, and it's just a regular couch, not just an ass couch. It continues.
I'm sorry, how do you miss punctuation on the word ASS? What are you saying?
Average ass couches is what it says.
Is that assorted?
I don't know.
No, he's saying average ass couches.
Ah.
Woody's just putting the emphasis on a different word. Trying to make it funny.
I have no idea.
Not sure if he's succeeding.
These couches have been here about 2 weeks too long. They were like new 5 years ago. Now they're at best a 6 out of 10. These couches are not a painting of the Mona Lisa. These couches have seen some stuff. And undoubtedly, they've been loved on a time or two by my friends. I hit them with some bleach wipes, so you're G2G. I had to look that up. That means good to go.
You didn't know that?
I did not know that, Chelsea. G2G? Anyway, these couches have killed a handful of people carrying them up and down stairs. They've been thrown over the balcony once, been landed on and loaded on to too many trucks to count. But I need to get rid of them. Here are the pros. They come from a non-smoker house. As long as you don't consider weed smoke smoke, I have never had any animals on this couch. And these are, I'll even throw in the pillows that I got with them. The cons, well, you can see the damage in the pictures. They're very heavy couches, and they've been thrown over a balcony once before, as I described above. At this price, my loss is your gain. It's time to pass the goodness that is these couches on to somebody else.
$50.
$50 is the bid from Wilcox. All right, Chelsea?
$100.
100. Gotcha. Alan, what do you think?
150.
150. Heather?
$1.
$1. Actual Craigslist price. Nice job, Alan. 150 is it for two couches.
That wasn't fun for me.
No, I agree. I don't know why you started with that one. Let's move on to item number two.
Item number two, thanks to Bethany who found these and emailed it to me, Woody at iHeartMedia, when you find something. It is small, elegant shoes with succulent plants in them. I have three ladies' shoes with succulent plants growing in them. We used these as decorations at my last office, and when I was let go, my boss said I could take them with me. So I've decided to sell them on Craigslist. These are three high-heeled shoes with succulent plants growing in them.
That looks like weeds, not, well, I guess at the bottom, that's a succulent. Are these real or are these fake?
Those are real shoes, Chelsea.
No, the plants.
Those are real plants as well, I'm assuming.
Cool Beans, I think we need at the bottom, there's a succulent. I don't know if there's something to that. Go ahead and grab that from her.
You just like anything with suck in it.
We need that too. But that's not just what I like. Well, Chelsea, you're going to have to bid on small, elegant shoes with succulent plants.
I'm sorry, is this a lot?
All three of them, yes, at one price.
$30.
$30 is the bid from Chelsea. Alan?
$50.
$50, gotcha. Heather?
$60.
$60. Gotcha.
$1.
$1. Actual Craigslist price is $7 for all three shoes.
Seven.
Yay. Because when you ask for seven, Chelsea, maybe you'll get five.
In your face, first of all. Second of all, Heather, you're going to need item number three because Alan's got a one-zip lead on you here. You could force a tiebreaker round. Woody, what do we have for item number three?
Thanks to Robert, who found this on Craigslist. And this one's a little bit different in the fact that it's somebody who's looking to hire. I need a muscular ginger to help me out with a photo shoot. Ginger, of course, being a redhead, in case you didn't know that. This is a one-time photo project. I've been working on a fictional family portrait, and I already have eight characters. You would be the ninth. You're going to be the adult son who's a bodybuilder. I need you to be redheaded and different than all the rest. Your image would appear partially faded to imply one of two things. Either you have died, or you're showing up unexpectedly. The shoot will be taking place in my basement and will take approximately 3.5 to 4 hours.
You're going to suffer before you die.
Please oil up before showing up, as I do not have baby oil at my house.
Hard to drive when you oil up first, right?
I think we're going to need that too.
I'm not quite sure. Muscular ginger, and it's a photo shoot.
When you're posting an ad, you'd have time to get baby oil from the time that you posted the ad until when this ginger shows up.
Look at me. I'm Wilcox. I know where they sell baby oil, and I've got time on my hands.
Alan, if you could seal this deal, you're going to walk away with a win. What do you think for the 3.5 hour photo shoot for the ginger who needs to bring his own oil or her? Do we know?
Doesn't say.
Okay, so we don't even know the sex?
I am assuming man.
I don't know.
Since it's muscular, I would think male.
Well,
it can be ginger and muscular and female.
True.
What do you think, Alan?
$150.
Gotcha. And Heather? Sorry, what's that?
$1.
$1. Actual Craigslist price is $150. Nice job, Alan. Holy mackerel. He bid $150 twice and nailed it twice.
Heather, tough break for you. We appreciate the efforts, but Alan is clearly going to walk away with the win on this particular round. Good day to get on the Craigslist, too. Pick up a perhaps a couch or two. Maybe stare at your succulent while it's in your shoe. Then die in some dude's basement while you're oiled up after a ride over.
If you're oiled up, you can slip away easier.
If you find something odd out there on Craigslist, send it in. Send it to Woody, and maybe we'll use it next time when we play a round of Craigslist Price is Right.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.